الحمد لله الحمد لله مبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل وبكفرهم وقولهم على مريم بهتانا عظيما وقولهم إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك منه ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in our previous lessons, we were speaking about certain crimes that were committed by Ahlul Kitab, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with the same discussion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is requiting them for their bad deeds and their crimes, etc. So Allah says, وَبِكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا. Another great crime that Ahlul Kitab did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we cursed them on account of their kufr and on account of their statement or them uttering a great calumny against Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. So this statement is a buhtan, a fabrication, where they said that Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam made zina, and we know that she did not do zina, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born without a father. This is a miracle. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this birth of Isa a miracle. So they said that she did zina, etc. So on account of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala la'annahum. This is all linked to what came before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala banished them from His mercy. Now Allah made them far and distant from His mercy. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Another statement of this, they said, إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ, that we killed, indeed we killed al-Masih, عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ, عِيسَى the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. This is what Ahlul Kitab said. Allah says, وَمَا قَتَلُوا, they didn't kill him, وَمَا صَلَبُوا, nor did they crucify him, وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, rather they were deluded by resemblance. Rather, they were deluded by resemblance. They thought that they killed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, but it was not Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. It was somebody that looked like Isa, and in that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Isa alayhi salatu wasalam unto him. Allah says, وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ, indeed those who are in doubt now concerning him, they are, Allah says, indeed those who differ now. Because some said, no, we kill Isa. Some said, no, it looked like Isa. So if this person looked like Isa, so now they are already differing amongst themselves. Allah says, لَفِي شَكِّ مِنْ, really they are in doubt, they don't know. They are in doubt thereof. Allah says, مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ, they have absolutely no knowledge of what they did. إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِ, what they are doing now is nothing but following assumption. إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِ, they are following conjecture and assumption. Then Allah says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا, most definitely, certainly, undoubtedly, they have not killed him. Rather, what happened? بَرَّفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ, Allah raised him unto him. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا, Allah is all-powerful, Allah is all-wise. Then Allah says, وَإِنْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. And there is none from the Ahlul Kitab except that he shall bring iman in him. In other words, he shall bring iman in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam before his demise. Now, before his demise could refer to before the demise of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, we know that he's going to come back one day, inshallah, and he's going to kill Dajjal, etc. And those Ahl al-Kitab who are living around at that time, when they will see the reality of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's nuzul and his descension taking place, and then how he's going to kill Dajjal and whatever will happen before Qiyamah, then they will most definitely bring iman in him. And then at this time, iman will be accepted, because they brought iman at a time when iman is still accepted. This is before Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they too will then see the reality and they will accept iman in Isa. And another view is qabla mawtih, before Ahl al-Kitab pass away, before they die. In other words, namely, for example, a Christian before he dies, so at that time of mort, he's going to see a glance of, he's going to get a glance of alamul barzakh, a state, he's going to be going, he'll see a stage between the dunya and between akhirah. So when he sees that, now when he is confronted with that, then this Ahlul Kitab will now see the reality of things. Now his eye will open up to the reality that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he is a prophet of Allah, etc. Now he'll bring iman in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But this time, bringing iman now at this time is not going to help him in any way, because iman at this time is not accepted. This is too late. This is exactly like how Fir'aun said that I now bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he's drowning. Iman at this point is not accepted. And then Allah says, وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. On the day of Qiyamah, Isa will become a witness against everybody. In other words, those who make tasdeeq brought iman in Isa, Isa will testify, they brought iman in me. And those who make kufar in Isa, Isa will testify against them to say that these people denied and disbelieved in me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all ثبات upon iman. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.